Hello?
Hello, this is Asmire from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, calling all that running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
All Democrats, and her name is Kamala, not Kamala.
My bad.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Thank you.
Yes.
Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? Number one, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Number two, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban. Number three, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Number four, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if had mental illness history. Number five, to stop Texas' Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Number six, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. And number seven, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers.
Number seven.
Okay. And which is the next biggest motivator from all the previous one I mentioned?
The gun violence.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Number one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Number two, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Number three, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Number four, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. And number five, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions.
Number five.
Okay. What is your gender, male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you. We're almost done. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a African American or black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian, or other?
Yes.
Sorry, can you please repeat it?
African American.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, last question, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Number one, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Number two, TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes.
Number three, YouTube TV?
Yes.
Four TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Number five, Facebook Meta?
No.
And number six, TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Yes.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, you too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bella.